This is the homily for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2024, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the Book of Leviticus, chapter 13, verses 1-2 and 44-46. The first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 31 to chapter 11, verse 1. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 40-45. The homilist was Father Ignacio Gonzalez.
St. Francis of Assisi grew up with an intense aversion to lepers. He was disgusted by their scabs, their pustules, and their blotches. This morning's first reading from the Book of Leviticus describes it. St. Francis could not stand even the thought of lepers. But one day he was on horseback outside of Assisi, and he observed a leper walking toward him. Instead of avoiding the man, instead of pretending that he is not there, St. Francis gets off his horse, runs up to this man, and embraces him. He embraces this diseased man who up until this point has disgusted him. But in a moment of supernatural grace, St. Francis can see Jesus in the man covered in scabs, pustules, and blotches. Embracing the leper meant that perfect love casts out all fear, as we read in 1 John 4:18. Perfect love casts out all fear. This is the moment of true conversion, when one can embrace those who repulse us. When we do, we are imitators of Christ, as St. Paul writes in today's second reading. Today's Gospel reading, our Lord Jesus heals a leper. And this story is told in all three of the Synoptic Gospels. Additionally, St. Luke has another healing, 10 lepers, where 10 were healed and one, a Samaritan, goes back to thank Jesus for the healing. Why might healing lepers get so much attention from the Gospel writers? Surely other ailments would have been more common in biblical times, and yet lepers get so much attention. Perhaps so much attention is given to lepers because their relationship with the rest of society and what Jesus responds to them can teach us about our own responsibilities as Christians. In today's first reading, we read about how the lepers are to separate themselves from the rest of the community. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, "Unclean, unclean," as long as the sore is on him, and he shall declare himself unclean, since in fact he is unclean. How many times this word unclean? He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. Our Blessed Lord revolutionizes the response to those on the margins. Jesus heals our wounds. Listen again to the words of this morning's Gospel passage from Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." Jesus touched him. This incarnational contact with God himself is what restores creation to its original design before Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate from the tree in the book of Genesis. Touching the leper, Jesus would have made himself unclean and separated from the community. But he cures the disease and thus restores the outcast to communal fellowship. In a reflection on this gospel, Bishop Robert Barron identifies this deeper restoration. He writes, "Leprosy frightened people in ancient times and rendered someone unclean and therefore incapable of engaging in communal worship. It is not accidental that a priest would be the one to examine someone suffering from leprosy. Bishop Barron continues, the man who knelt before Jesus and begged for a cure was not simply concerned about his medical condition. He was an Israelite in exile from the temple, and hence he was a very apt symbol for the general condition of scattered, exiled, wandering Israel. In curing him, Jesus was symbolically speaking, gathering the tribes and bringing them back to the worship of the one true God. Thus, today's gospel reading goes further than the healing of one man. Jesus not only heals the leper, he also heals the community, because there is strength in numbers. And our faith is not merely individual, me and Jesus, that's all I need. Our faith is communal, Jesus with us together. In this sense, then, our Lord Jesus longs to heal the fractured relationships that separate us from one another. We hear this in his beautiful priestly prayer of John 17, where he prays that we might be one as he and the Father are one. Our blessed Lord Jesus desires to heal all the fractured relationships that prevent us from experiencing heavenly unity, that prevent some of our brothers and sisters from approaching the altar today. So what does that mean for us? Every one of us, me included, in some way are lepers in need of healing from our Lord. But will we allow him to touch us? And it is not enough to be healed in such a way. We must also be imitators of Christ, as was St. Francis of Assisi, who embraced the leper that so repulsed him. Today is the last Sunday of ordinary time before we begin the holy season of Lent on Wednesday. As we prepare for Lent, it is easy to focus on what I will be giving up, or what more I will be willing to do. I'm not just talking about me, Ignacio, here, but each one of us using the first-person singular pronoun. If we only focus on ourselves, we are missing the point, because our Catholic faith is not individualistic, but communal. So the ascetic disciplines that we take on during Lent are meant to create the space in our hearts for Jesus to enter in and reside within us, whose bodies are temples of his Spirit. Here it is good to recall the words of Joy to the World we sing every Christmas. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. As we prepare for Lent, we do well to realize more fully that our Lord Jesus is all we need. Only he can truly heal us. But do we trust him enough to touch us? Are we as courageous and faithful as the leper who cried out, "If you wish, you can make me clean"? Will we become humble enough to bring Jesus everything that needs to be healed in our lives? Lord Jesus, at this Mass and at every Mass, heal us of what needs to be healed, so that we, like St. Francis, might embrace those who need to know of your love and mercy. Amen.